to me. Never bring it back now. Oh, you seriously. Enigma, and I have a special guest host today. Want to introduce yourself?
This is Droops.
And this is our 100th episode, and Droops wants to give out an award today, so I'll leave it to you, Droops.
Okay, well, the other special guest is, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Duel. Good evening.
Okay, and probably some of you are unfamiliar with who this Duel character is, but if you continue listening to the show, we will delve into such things. The short story is he had a really, really awesome internet radio show before there was a term like podcast or hacker media or things like that, and he set us a high standard. We can actually see the blushing over the phone conference. This is one other thing. There's a show called Chromed Pork, and they were very nice because Enigma and I don't plan well, and they let us use their conference that they record their show on. I just wanted to give them shouts real quick. Thank you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, thank you to them.
So anyway, we're going to delve into this award. I run a site called Hacker Media, and Hacker Media lists all kinds of awesome free content. And we try to filter out ads out of RSS feeds from people that are less free but have good content nonetheless. And we're doing some work on it right now to – we've always kept the free stuff on top. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed, but we want to put the people that really contribute a lot and their stuff's really free on the top, and then the people that are getting paid for it can be down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, Duel hosted the show called Radio Freak America. And Radio Freak America wasn't the first little internet radio show like that was In the Now and Hacker Mind and such. And I think that you said that they helped you get started because you saw that you could do this too. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, that is correct.
And RFA got up to 99 episodes, which Hacker Public Radio has just surpassed as of this recording. Even though it had more hours of content, whatever. And RFA was hosted by Duel and a cast of crazy, crazy folks. And we're going to read all their names off later. I don't have the piece of paper in front of me.
It's a long list.
Yeah, it's a massively long list. Like, I was having to read show notes to find out everybody. It was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, or I forgot about this. And I found RFA at, like, episode 20. And I didn't know anything about all this stuff. There was no podcasting and such. And I started listening to the show, and I would have to download the shows, and then I would have to move them to my little iPod, or not iPod, my little iPac, the little compact, whatever, handheld. And I would listen to those while I was driving, and I just thought this was the coolest freaking thing ever. And it was like listening to a conversation between people that were somewhat knowledgeable about what they were talking about. And it was stuff I like to listen to. And I listened to the whole thing. Like, I was really upset when it died. And I was like, what's going to fill this void? And fortunately, that void has been tremendously filled.
Oh, yeah.
And the last episode of this Radio Freak America show, Duel was very emotional, and we're going to play a clip later, and you can hear him crying. But
like a baby.
Like a little baby, as we all were. We were very upset. But Duel was talking about an idea that he wanted to pursue, and he wanted to, like, he had done RFA, he wanted to move on from such things, and he wanted to do this thing called Hacker Public Radio. And Hacker Public Radio, well, why don't you describe what you're envisioning, Mr. Parallel?
Well, pretty much what you're doing. Like, exactly what you're doing. I mean, and of course, it's an extension of TWAT, and congratulations to you and everybody that makes HPR possible. 100 apps is you know, nothing to scoff at. It's exactly it. Just, like, tight technical shows, like something that you would hear on NPR if all it was about tech. So you've been a great success.
Well, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the show, but we're trying to do some of the NPR-esque things, because they do things very well. Like, they have All Songs Considered, and we have whole episodes of just music that's nerdcore, I guess is the proper term for such things.
Cool.
Tech music is what I labeled it, but, you know, whatever you want to label that.
Yeah, everything's well done. I love the intro, I love the design, it's nice, it's really nice. And it's got one of those handy-dandy iPod RSS feeds.
Yes.
It does have one of those handy-dandy iPod RSS feeds. I don't know if y'all partake, but I love my iPod and my RSS feeds for it.
That's right.
I do hate the fact that I have to own, like, an Apple computer to run my iPod. I don't want to have Windows in the house.
Let me recommend the Meizu M6. I got the 8 gig. I love it. It works great. So, yeah, that's what HPR... was about, and of course we talked about the last app. We talked about it at Slip's presentation at Hope. You know, it just never came to be, at least for a while. But now it exists and it's flourishing. So again, congratulations.
I think the tragic flaw of HPR is that, like every other show, someone had to sit down and do it. Sort of the original idea of HPR, like you were envisioning yourself doing most of this work.
Yeah.
And the whole opening it up to the community has really helped a lot, because we wouldn't be here anywhere. Like, I think I've done, like, 4 episodes.
Yep, and I've done 4 episodes.
Yeah.
It epitomizes community.
And it's like people we don't know. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's really, really cool.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. People are bringing it. It's great.
So anyway, back onto this award. We want to give RFA an open award for being RFA. Like, I think that's what we're going to put on it.
Wow.
And it's going to be at hackermedia.org. There's going to be an awards thing up at the top. And we're going to be giving it out to shows that have ceased to exist, so that we don't have to listen to hosts blather on about voting or tell this guy about this and all this other mess. And
well,
it's printable and frameable, so you can, anyone that was involved with RFA, even if you just sent in, like, an email that Jewel read, you were part of RFA.
Are you serious? That is so awesome.
So feel free to hang it up in your house. I'm going to hang it up in my house, because apparently I wrote a letter to you filled with profanity about the phone company, probably.
Yes. Yes, those are the best letters.
And
those are the best.
Yeah. I don't think I know that many cuss words anymore.
It was very stank-esque in its profanity.
Very, very stank-esque. Like, BinRev Radio came out of RFA.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was a co-host on RFA a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a great experience. And if I may, thank you very much for the award. I am honored. And I will be printing this out in color and hanging it in my house. This is better. This is better than the Wikipedia page, which I think is gone now because that wacko dude is going nuts deleting shit. But this is really an honor. And again, thank you, and I appreciate it.
All right, so we're going to try to name all the co-hosts?
You're kidding, right? There's, like, too many, like, zany madcap hosts that were on that show. Are you really going to? No, you're joking, right? You don't really have a list.
You know, I'm hobbling around with a hole in my foot from a nail that I stepped on earlier. I'm at my wife's grandma's house out in the middle of nowhere.
So, yeah.
Yeah, like, you have to turn off the dirt road to get here.
Well, do you want to list a few?
Oh, you want me to do it? I'm sorry. I thought like you had like a paper list. I was like, oh my god, you made a list. That is so hardcore. So you want me to name? I'm sorry, my misunderstanding.
Just bring it with me.
I was like, OMG. All right. So now I misunderstood.
Can be very hurt if you forget.
No, I'll do my best. And if you started episode 20, wasn't that? I think that was the phone lady episode, if I'm correct.
Yes, it was.
Yes, that is a great app. She's awesome. So hosts, and I think we're all hosts of the show, of course. Me, Rax, Condor, right? The Ridge, and then we had Slip, we had Zapper, Stank, Wintermute. Jason Scott was on the last episode, of course. Were you ever on Droops?
No, I was not.
But just a profanity laden letter.
Yeah.
Who? Oh man, I know there were more people. Was it Lanka? No, that was Ben Rev.
Mary Chan was on it.
Oh yeah, Mary Chan and Skylar. Very nice. The female contingent. They were lead. I think that's about it. I'd have to go and look. I know there was lots more people. The phone lady, of course.
Anyway.
And more. Yeah.
A large assortment of folks.
Oh yeah.
That made this whole thing possible. Like, and one of the things that really struck me that people really don't do anymore is that you did this every week. Like, for a set time, every week it was out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I knew when to go download it because you had to go download stuff back then.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of shows don't really keep up with that. That's a lot of work. I think you missed one and Zapperlink took care of it for you?
I think so, yeah. Oh, and Meme. Did I mention Meme? Meme was on. Yeah, it was a lot. It was, you know, the thing is, because it was fun, the work kind of, you know, it didn't seem like work. And I don't want to say it started to become work. Excuse me, but, well, as has been said many times before, things.
So how's that last episode coming along?
I actually have it. I have the audio. I've got it raw. I've got an AP, and I don't know if I've ever converted it, but it's bad. The audio is horrible. It's painful to listen to. You can understand. You can hear and understand everybody, but it's just so hard to listen to. I'm thinking about just, you know, making up MP3 and just sticking it out there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe, when
like
I get back.
Love Doctor Who.
I love Doctor Who. I like the guy with the afro and the scarf. So when I get back from my travels, I think I'll have, hopefully, I'll be at home for more than a day, and I'll do that. I'll whip that up, and good, bad, I'll put it up, and we'll see what happens. I think that'll be cool. And so, like,
in honor
of you guys, in honor of HPR, we'll drop that on people.
Spectacular! I think we can actually use that for an HPR episode. So there's no more we don't have to do.
But please do. Yeah, Captain Young Drapers on there. I'm sorry.
I said more work I don't have to do.
There you go. Anything to lighten your load, Enigma.
Thanks.
Okay. I would also, are we done talking about RFA? Do you have anything more to say?
The only thing I want to say is that fanny packs are in, okay? They are cool. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
The views of Mr. Parallel are not the views of Public Radio.
Rolling Nerdcore. Fanny pack and all. Okay.
I have actually, on the fanny pack topic, my best friend is a juvenile probation officer in New Orleans. And apparently they're required to carry a firearm. And one of the options he has is a fanny pack. And he was thinking about it. He's like, I could have my service pistol. It's like a Glock. It holds like 15 bullets. It's awesome. And he's like, I don't think that would be manly enough to have a fanny pack with a gun in it.
You
can't feel like a fruit.
You know, seriously, if somebody's wearing a fanny pack, just assume there's a gun in there. Straight up. Mine, I got the notebook, I got the tone dialer, got the dash, rolling.
Awesome.
So where were you going with this?
I don't know. Anyway, moving on from this wonderful RFA topic, I want to bounce some ideas off of y'all. And please leave comments on the HPR site if you have ideas on this. But my wife and I are about to endeavor to build a house ourselves. And we're looking at all this stuff, and it's I don't know, it's kind of like software. Like, if you want to be able to do this, you have to pay this. You know, if you want to have a plan that can be reviewed by the people that review such things, you have to have an official plan. It can't be something you just drew up and said, I want to build this. You have to pay an architect, and you have to figure out all this crap. And I can see if you're building like a, I mean, we're just building like a little house. And I wanted to open source my house building so that we could have like, you know, like weekly updates or pictures and things like that, and put my plans online. And if someone that's, you know, qualified as an architect to draw designs could take my plans and make real plans that others could then take and use for themselves. And, like, we watch a lot of that stuff on TV whenever we're around the TV, where they're building stuff in a house. And they don't really show really what's going on, like the whole do-it-yourself stuff. And we want to just be more open with the information so we can talk to people and say, I don't know how to do this. Can you show me? And have someone over the Internet help us kind of stuff. You don't think that would be a waste of time? Or?
No, I think it's a great idea. I don't know if I would trust the Internet with, you know, the structure and mechanical workings of my home, but, you know, making them available online for everyone else, how can it be bad?
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I mean, it's not like a mansion. We're just building like a little house,
right,
out in the country. And we actually don't have to have like a planning commission or a building inspector or anything like that. We just have to build it to code that the insurance company will insure us.
Really?
Because it is out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm wanting to collect rainwater and solar power and all that other mess.
Wow. I think that's really cool. You know, and that'd be, to extend that, what if you did have approved, you know, you had stamped drawings, you had approved drawings, you know, could, you know, how, I don't know. I guess it depends on what state and county and city you live in, but could somebody just use those and say, look, these are stamped by this guy, I can use these drawings? I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, if we had the official plans, people could download and take them to Kinko's and get them printed.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Yeah, definitely. If somebody could say, take it and get them stamped, you know, go pay some guy to get the stamp. I think it's
so
rad.
He's going to know where my secret hiding places are.
Exactly. The bookcase and the...
But like, that information's hard to find. And when you do find it, it's just full of ads. And I don't know. They don't really show you what I think you need to know.
I think that's great. So, and I got to ask, so are you going to build, you're literally, like, building this house with your two hands?
Yes. Oh. Well, I mean, with power tools and stuff.
Wow. That's win right there.
Yeah, actually, I'm actually I stepped on a nail today doing some light construction.
Yeah,
so maybe
fail.
I should invest in some shoes that have like a metal plate.
Get some Red Wings, you'd be good to go. Wow, that's really cool.
Anyway, I think this has been an HPR episode. Thank you, Mr. Parallel and Mr. Enigma, for helping me out with this. And Duel, thanks for coming up with the idea. It's been in my head for a really long time, and we've wanted to do it.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. Thank everybody who makes HPR possible.
Awesome. So, go episode 100.
Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
That I need to know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Free America.
And I might as well tell you what the plans are for the future. All right, Jason just busted something out. We're going to do the same right now. Been talking with Bland. There are things that we want to see out of audio that you can get on the Internet, and one of them is much more research, much more in-depth study, right, into a topic. and then talking about that topic in an intelligent way, right? Having show notes, right? Having basically a document that could be a text file itself, right, as input to the show. Having something akin to a well-written, well-produced piece that you would hear on public radio, one of my favorite pieces of media. So we are going to create something called, oddly enough, Hacker Public Radio. That's right. You can look at the logo now. We already have a logo. We ripped it right off NPR. You can go to oldschoolfreak.com/images/HPR_logo.jpg or GIF. I'm not sure which. And that is our plan. We plan to take one topic, right? And it's not going to be this time, this week, for this goddamn station. We're going to take one topic and we're going to delve into it. We're going to get an expert, right? We're going to do research. We're going to document things. And we're going to talk about it. And we're going to make sure that it is meaningful. We're going to make sure that it is a little activist, goddammit, because we want it to be that way. There's got to be more. There's got to be more than regurgitating the news and talking about calling cards, right? There's got to be more. Jason, having you on tonight, this was it. This was the prototype. The first episode of HPR was tonight. This is exactly what I want out of something. The insight. Somebody that's been around years and years, you know, in the community, way before, you know, I ever thought about it. That's the kind of stuff I want. We already have plans for the first episode. You know what? I'm glad I've gone this way. I'm glad I didn't take notes, because it would have sucked ass me going about the reasons why we're moving on from RFA. We're moving on from RFA. We're not quitting. We're not stopping. It's not dying. And I know, and I've always realized this, you know, just looking at my logs, that the more you do things, right, you just consistently, you know, do something, on the internet at least, people will come, you know, the numbers will grow, and you'll quote, prosper. I realize that. If the hits suffer, I don't care. I want something more. I want something better. I want something more substantial. Hence, Hacker Public Radio. We already have a plan for the first episode. That I will not give up right now. Already have a plan for a guest. We already have a plan for a topic. It will be phenomenal, to use one of my favorite words.
And I believe you may already have a plan for releasing it.
Yeah, and you want to talk about that? That's fine. I'll definitely
wait until you have all full details. But
really? Okay. All right.
Stuff has been well thought out ahead of time.
Yeah. Stank and I have talked. Landon and I have talked about this. This is this will be good. This will be change that is absolutely necessary, and change that everyone will prosper from. The information gained, right? The different format, because there are some great shows right now. There are some awesome shows. Default Radio, CCCPR, Gamer, a lot you can find at audio.textfiles.com. I just want to take it further. I do. I really do. That's my announcement.
Well, Duel, if I can say.
Please.
You know, one of the things that I do, obviously, as a person who runs a site like textfiles.com, is I look for trends, I look for events, I look for things that at the time may not have seemed as momentous or important as they were, but in fact turned out to be. And I certainly, in just this short time that I really came to understand this project you had undertaken with RFA, you know, you rose up from inspiration that, you know, one can point to the old school of pirate radio in the 60s and the 70s, and then you look at Emmanuel taking over, you know, working with Pacifica Radio and stuff and inspiring people that way. But then you start to see, you know, the hacker mind inspiring you, but then you take it to this, you take this online radio, in other words, one without the infrastructure of a public radio station like Off the Hook has, and you take it to this other level. It's the 720 of hacker radio that you've provided with RFA, because you end up consistently producing a dependable show with, you know, excitement, with knowledge, with a place where you don't leave your listeners behind. They don't suddenly feel like they're listening in on a cell phone call that they shouldn't have been. They feel like they're right there. None of your calls, none of your shows ever had a live performance. In other words, you're broadcasting into a wall. You don't have that feedback. You're not getting a live caller telling you how you're doing. You had to basically compose the piece before you ever heard a note was played. And that's a skill. And I can tell you that certainly as time goes on, people will look at these 99 shows, at these 4.25 days of production, and it will be remembered as one of the great, you know, creations in this kind of subculture. And I'm not being exaggerative. I'm not trying to, you know, paint things up as they were. I am telling you quite honestly, as somebody who has studied all these people, that I have in my pantheon heroes like, you know, for various reasons, Christensen and Wozniak and Goldstein, even Dark Tangent, even people who in later times I haven't gotten along with, and I can tell you that I am proud to add you to that group of heroes.
Oh my.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.